Jasper, thank you for your time today.
Of course.
After playing about 1,600 minutes or so last year, you only reached about 1,100. At all through times in the season, did you feel frustrated with maybe a little bit of a lack of playing time?
I mean, everybody kind of does if, like, you don't get the minutes you're hoping. Obviously, after last year, I thought, like, I may get more playing time this year. Came down to a couple unlucky injuries. I had a great run of form, I would say, at the beginning of the year. Just scored against San Jose, and then next week you have to sit out for 6 weeks because of an ankle injury. That doesn't help the case. Got great competition in the midfield now too. So it's a battle to get out there and earn playing time. And yeah, you have to be honest to yourself and just say that, like, maybe you didn't do that to the fullest. Now it's just focusing on learning from it, like getting better at your strengths, strengthen out your weaknesses so you make that gap smaller. You prove to the coach for next year that you're ready, that you're the better choice. I think I can bring some individual qualities to the team that others may don't have. And yeah, for me, it's just like try to find the right balance between all the stuff going on in the midfield. So yeah, hope for next year to get more playing time again.
Speaking of strength, I think that was one of the things you worked on this last offseason. For this offseason, what do you feel like you need to do to remain effective and to be able to earn those minutes back?
I mean, I'm still kind of new to the position. It's my second year playing center mid, so still gotta figure out ways how to deal with pressure, my awareness, scanning, all that type of stuff. I'm a runner, can't deny that, so maybe sometimes the midfield is also like very good for you if you just take a pause, take a look around, see how plays could evolve. I don't think I like too much on like the defensive side, like breaking up plays, covering ground, all that stuff. It's just for me to stay on top of it. But yeah, the main focus is going to be like more on the ball, taking my time with it, taking my touches that's going to be clean, scanning more, awareness, all that type of stuff. It's not going to be gone after a one-off season. Obviously, like, you need years of doing it, you need a lot of games to do it. But yeah, that's something I definitely have to work on.
Through the ups and downs of this year, how important did you find it was for you to remain positive yourself and to help others on the team remain positive?
I mean, it's always the most important thing to stay positive. That's what a team keeps going. Mentality is a big piece for me. Probably should have stayed more positive throughout the whole year. I had my downs as well, like in the team and also personally. So yeah, figured out ways to deal with that and hopefully be back at full positive energy next year and help the team out again, because it's just like one thing, like if you're positive and just running around spreading with energy, like other guys catch on to it, you know. It's like something that's non-negotiable for a team to have. If you go down a goal, don't let your heads down. We know what we can do. We're a good team. We have great individual players. And right now it's more about getting that team mentality back again, create that positive energy in the games. Doesn't matter at home or away. Yeah, keep working on that.
Great. Thank you, Jasper.
Of course.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about Pablo Ruiz, because you're one of the players that played the most with him in the midfield.
Yeah.
And obviously his injury was pretty big for this team. You personally, what can you kind of maybe talk about as far as what he brought to the team and what was missing when he went out?
I mean, Pablo and me, we had like just a great tandem going for us. I feel like he completed all the weaknesses that I have while I completed all his. He's probably the best ball distributor I've seen or ever played with. He's so calm on the ball, like he's not afraid to step in the pocket, he's just receiving it, doesn't matter where. And I feel like I just had a play around him, kind of fill in the gaps, fill in the holes, give him options, and just secure, like defensively secure it. Our energy levels are very good, both of us. If you see Pablo hustling on the pitch, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, obviously it's a big loss to have a guy like him go out, especially after the season he had, or like till he had the injury. He was putting up some incredible numbers for himself and the team. I think his personal best year. If he had kept going, he for sure would have helped us. For sure would have made it a lot more interesting. Yeah, just wishing him speedy recovery. He's doing good in Argentina. We keep in touch and hope he's back in full strength next year and can continue what he left on.
Gotcha. And then we've seen a few players kind of come through a similar process that you did, going to college and playing college soccer first, and then have some success here at RSL. Last year it was you, and then this year with Emeka, he had a kind of a similar path. What is it do you think about that that specific process that works here with RSL, and then do you think maybe that'll continue going forward, bringing in college players and finding time early on in their MLS careers?
I mean, like, if you come from college, you more advanced what your mindset belongs. Like, you know, the 18, 17-year-old guy who just comes from academy who's, like, flying all of a sudden. You're a guy who knows exactly what he can do. It's the same with Emeka this year. He's a hustler. He works for his minutes as hard as everybody else does. And there's no doubt that technically there are really, really good colleges out there as well with players. I've seen it when I was in Pittsburgh. The amount of international guys coming over to have those facilities, to have those environments where you train daily, have multiple coaches, strength sessions, everything else, and get an education as well is an immense opportunity for everyone. And I feel like it's just the level of like how you grow up during that time, coming into here, you respect it because it's the next step for you. It's not like you're here for 10 years plus in the academy and then come into the first team, you'd be like, oh, okay, it was meant to be. If you come from college, you get drafted and you're in the first team, you have to prove yourself, you'd be like, oh, this is new, I have to really show up now. Emeka did this year, he did a tremendous job as well, playing multiple positions, just showing adversity as well. He didn't play any of those positions in college, like he was an attacker. Now he's playing right back or center mid for us. So just shows great adversity, great technical abilities for him as well, and just his mindset is, I think, further than guys from academy.
And then that last thing kind of you touched on there about switching positions, you mentioned it about yourself as well.
Yeah.
You're playing a new position. Is that something that's a little bit unique to Pablo as a coach, or is that something that you think is pretty common in MLS?
I mean, I don't think of too many guys who did it except for Bessie, me, and Emeka this year. And if you think of it, like, the difference, it's not that much about the positions, more about the guys, I would say. If you have guys like Emeka or me who we're kind of similar in how we want to play, it's more like hardworking, running a lot, covering ground, both athletic enough to do that, but maybe both not good enough on the ball yet or technical on the ball yet to cover that spot in the midfield that you like maybe need more technical abilities than on other positions, as a right back, for example, because of like awareness, scanning, all that stuff going on, you have more pressure there. I feel like it's more person kind of thing. We do see it in MLS, of course.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere. You see it in the Bundesliga as well. You have Joshua Kimmich as a right back now, is one of the best sixers in the world. So obviously Pablo does his job and guides you to it, gives you the confidence and brings you to the level where you're like, oh, I can play this now. And then obviously gives you the trust to do it in the games. Got to give both credit, I think.
Awesome. Got one. You talked about college earlier. Having Bertan here, another big guy, another international guy, trying to break into the first team and spend some time with Mars as well. And it seems like you guys are kind of, you know, close friends off the field.
Yeah.
What kind of conversations have you had with him, trying to help him through his adjustment in the first year and what next season looks like for him?
I mean, his position is not the easiest to come into. He's an attacking winger. Those are normally the guys you spend a lot of money on, who normally have your DP spots like we do. He comes into the team with Justin Miram, who's a 50-50 veteran in the MLS, with Jefferson Savarino, who's our DP. We just bought Andres Gomez, that time the most expensive transfer we ever did, and then you have him coming in. He was younger than me. He was 22 when he came in, and for me it was just like keep him positive kind of a thing, because I know it, like how tough it can be. I know how I felt like being here the first weeks and be like, Monarch's contract, I don't know if I want to do it. His situation is a little bit different because he has that GA contract, so he's guaranteed no matter what. But for me it was more like keeping him there, trying to be like, hey, any day you have a new chance to prove yourself that you can be out there, that you can compete with us. I think you've shown that. He made a couple starts, had a couple appearances, had a little bit unlucky decision going overseas and trying to make his way in the Netherlands, but and then obviously having troubles coming back. But I feel like he can be a very, very good player in MLS because he has certain traits that people here are looking for.
Do you feel like both with him, but also like a guy like Moses Nyman, you're
both
younger
my roommates.
Than yourself, but yeah. Do you feel like you've kind of taken on a mentorship role in some ways with some of those guys?
Mentorship is probably a little bit too much to say. I'm the cook of the house. I chef a little bit out for them, but doing all the stuff in the house. But no, Moses is very far from his head because he's been in the league for such a long time. I think we talked about it the other day. It's his 50th year in the league. If you think about it, this guy just turned 20, so that's like impressive. And Moses is a great kid. He has. Like, he's willing to learn a lot. He's willing to, like, do whatever he can to just prove that he belongs here, which he does. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see him featuring in, like, our team next year. Yeah.
Anyone else for Jasper?
Yeah. What have you learned about this team's culture since you've been here?
Interesting question, yeah. Language barrier can really suck, to be honest. Especially on the pitch. It's not easy, but I feel like you have to show certain respect and just get along with it. And I feel like that goes both ways. At certain points, I wish I could have been on the field, not for just playing, but to be there as a guy. Because same with Pablo Ruiz, he's that type of guy you look at and be like, okay, we're following right now, like we're doing something, and it doesn't matter what it is. If it has to be a fucking 80-yard sprint to press a ball back to the goalie, if it has to be a crunching tackle or whatever it is, I feel like we lacked a little bit of those emotions on the pitch that keeps the team going, that keeps the team in the game, that doesn't like be like, oh, okay, nah, like roll over kind of a thing, you know. So we talked a lot about with the guys on the team, with the coaches as well, trying to keep a more positive mindset, trying to keep like the locker room close, the locker room together, be a family again. I mean, we had that great run when we won all those away games. It was just like you're taking it all in, you know, like you have the energy, like you're going on the road and be like, yeah, we're going to take something away here today. And I feel like that lacked kind of towards the end. Was multiple reasons for it, but I feel like we need to really focus on what's coming up, what we can do to just keep that going.
When it comes to the goals of this club as a whole, you know, they're never shy about wanting, about saying silverware, that's a really hard word to say a bunch of times in a row. They want silverware,
yeah.
Right? And obviously players want that too. Does this team, the way it's constructed, the positions, the depth, does it have enough in order to reach that sooner rather than later?
Without a doubt, 100%. We did a good job bringing in players this year. With a healthy squad and like everybody being at their top, with a healthy culture in the club, I feel like this team is the best team in MLS.
Sorry, one more. You came to almost every Monarchs game that you could. And it's obvious that you talk to the guys afterward and all that kind of stuff. How important is it for, you know, people from the first team to show up to those things and show their support for the young guys coming up?
I mean, I just remember when I was playing in my local town and I played second team for whatever, it was maybe like five games. And the first team was always playing after us, and they were just standing on the sideline like half an hour because they like meet up before and we were still playing before they got to go out and warm up. It just does something to you, you know, like what fans can do, like those guys can do as well, you know. It just gives you that extra percentage, I feel like, you know. And besides that, like a lot of the guys on Monarchs are my friends. We lived together in Soleil last year, so I know a lot of them Bobby, Tyrone, now with Keller, Moses playing, Bertin playing, we live together. It's just a kind of respect thing as well for me. You know, like, those are my friends, those are my teammates. They train together with us sometimes, so for me it's just, it's out of respect to go to their games and cheer them on as well. Wish them the best of luck. But yeah, I feel like it's just like show respect and also maybe get a little percentage out of them to like perform at the next level kind of thing. Just helping them, making themselves a little bit more known to maybe coaches or us them.